Okay, let's start the next year. The next year, we are in volume number 19 of the Tzurva Mei Rabbanan. We are in the shiur number 4, the second half of shiur number 4, where we're going to discuss other malachas relating to food preparation on Shabbos. But just to note, today's shiur is sponsored by Redirect Real Estate Technology Consulting, the leading global provider of real estate technology and appreciation to the Tzurva and Mizrahi program. We thank them for the sponsorship. Now let us get into, we discussed last time, the malacha of salting food for Shabbos. We spoke about salads and pickles and the like. So today we'll discuss Soveya, Mimareach, and Kosev. Those malachas, they are very big malachas that apply to non-food items as well. But today we'll focus our attention on Dafka, the food items that are particular to these malachas. So we start with the malacha of Soveya, the malacha of coloring. And just one note of conceptual analysis, which is not on your sheet, but the malacha of Soveya is closely related to the malacha of Kosev, the malacha of writing. Right? What? How do you know the difference between Soveya and Kosev? If you draw a picture, if you write words, okay, you know that's Kosev, that's writing. If you color a coloring book, you know that's Soveya coloring. But what happens if you draw a stick figure? Is that Kosev or is that Soveya? Not always easy to know. So if you the stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov and Simon Mem in Shabbos says, the way that you know is that are you improving the backgrounds or are you just using the backgrounds to do what you're doing? Meaning if I need to write, I can't write in the air. So I need to write on a piece of paper, that's Kosev. If I'm using the background as background, but really the ikker is what I'm writing. But if I am improving the background, I'm coloring something. So now the thing that I'm writing on is improved, that's Soveya. So that's the difference, says the stipler, between Soveya and Kosev. The Indian Tzviya who asiyas tikun bedover hanitzpa shemashbicho umiyapeu bazeh. I make something better. I make it beautiful. I color it. Umaleches ksiva hi ifcha. Writing is the opposite. Shadover shenechtav alav, the what you write on, hu mishamish lahaosios. Your background is serving what you're writing. V'ikaro la'asiyas osios miskavein. And the ikar is writing the letters. Elo l'fishi efshar lasos osios parchos ba'avir. You can't write letters in the air. Muchrach la'asos al davar mamashi. So you have to write on something tangible. K'deshi yiskaimu. V'nimsa shahaniyor mishamish la'osios. V'lo k'malecha soveya, not like coloring, shatzviya mishamish la'ashbiach ez adavar ha'makabal esatzeva. Right, so that's a big difference between the to malachas of Soveya and Kosev. Okay, with that background, let's get into Soveya regarding food. So we're going to talk about Soveya, how it relates making tea, making food coloring, if one wants to make food coloring somehow. So how does that work regarding food preparation? As we mentioned, other malachas too, tochein and borer, they all apply to non-food items, but a lot of what the malacha has to do with this food, and that's what we're going to focus on here in this shiur. As this perek, this shiur, Dalid, is titled Hachanas Ochel B'Shabbos. We're on page 173. That's where we will start. Says the Shibali Haleket. Shibali Haleket, quoting from the Sefer Yerayim. We don't have this Sefer Yerayim. The Yerayim, again, is one of the Bali Atosfas, or Belezim Metz, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes the principle that is not found in Shas. It sounds like it should be in Shas. Right, we have principles like Ein Tochein Ele B'Gidulei Karka, Ein Ma'amer Ele B'Gidulei Karka. Right, there are limits to certain malachas. So this sounds like it should be in the Gemara, but it's not, and that's why it's not 100% according to everyone. Says the Shibali Haleket, Rav Tzidkiyahu Rofe, one of the Rishonim, in the name of the Yireim. Sorach Ian Al Karko, maybe Shlachos Lebishum Soveya, a certain type of herb. Charko, maybe saffron. Do you have to worry about soveya? Well, the divrei bal yireim de amar ein derech tzviya betavlin. You don't use spices for coloring. That's not what spices are used for. Spices are used for taste improving, not for coloring. Mutter v'zeh lashon liyireim. Roy labar Yisrael she'ochel tutim osharperes atzovet. If somebody's eating strawberries or other types of colorful fruit, she'yizar shelo yigab yadayim tzvos begadav. Don't touch your begadim. Again, that's another issue of Soveya, but using cloth napkins, some poskim say it's better to use throwaway napkins on Shabbos, even if one is fancy, they make fancy throwaway napkins, but not to use a A regular cloth napkin, because that's coloring if your hands are dirty. There are other poskim that are mako. That's not our topic now. That's what's called derech lichluch. If you're doing it in a wiping way, that's not coloring. That's derech lichluch, and that's a heter that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. But either way, back to here, the second half of what the Shibali Alekhet says, Yizor shlo yigah b'yidayim svuos b'begadav o b'mapa, avalim soveya pito b'mashke haperos. Let's see, I want to dip my bread into fruit soup. I'm coloring the bread, says the Iraim, no problem. Lest lanba de ein derech tzvia ba'ochlin. That's not soveya. There's no tzvia. It's not the derech of tzvia when it comes to food. And the Ramah brings a raya to this in the Darkei Moshe. That's the Ramah's commentary on the tour, the Darkei Moshe, from a halacha that the Gemara says that one is allowed to add egg to mustard. Put it through a strainer. It's really in the Borer context, but the Gemara there assumes that there's going to be coloring of the mustard to the egg. And if the Gemara is not worried about Soveya in that case, says the Ramah, it must be there's no issue of Tzvia when it comes to food. V'nirek sas raya, he writes in 32, nirek sas raya l'dvarav, right, even though it's going to get a cup, make a color, the Ramah says, you see there is no issue of tzviya. And this is quoted based on the Mishnah, Misach HaShabbos, Kuf Lametes. That's where you have the putting the egg in the strainer, even though it's going to be colored. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, all the way at the end of Simen Shin Chaf. End of Simen Shin Chaf. Source number 34 is the end of Simen Shin Chaf, says the Shulchan Aruch. Litein charkom betavshil, mutter, ve'en lachish lo mishum tzoveya, de'ein tzviya ba'ochlin. There's the principle. There is no coloring when it comes to food. Coloring food is not a problem. Making tea, iced tea, so I'm worried about bishul, right? No issue, says the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Yireim. V'yesh misha omer, sheha'ochel tutim oshar peros ha'tzvuim, like we just saw, if your hands are going to be dirty, sorach lizar shlo yigah b'yadav tzvuos b'gadav b'mapa. Touching your clothing, touching a mapa, could it be coloring? That's not food. That's begadim. Mishum soveya, avalim soveya pito b'mashka peros, dipping food into a color, les lanba de'ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Stop here, no issue. The problem is, A, that principle doesn't appear in the Gemara, and number two, there is some evidence the other way. There seems to be some tzviya when it comes to foods. The Gemara in Shabbos, Af Ayin He, talks about the malacha of shochet, the malacha of killing. And the Gemara asks an unusual question. Shochet mishumai chayef. Why are you chayef for shochet? So you know what the answer should be? Shochet is shochet. The Gemara doesn't ask that by any other malacha. Well, what are you chayef for bona? You're chayef for bona. Why are you chayef for chorish? You're chayef for chorish. So the Rishonim struggle here. What's the Gemara asking? Shochet mishumai mechayef. So it could be that the question is, are you only chayef for killing? Is that what it means? What else? Of course you're chayef for shochet. But are you chayef for anything else? And look what Rav says. Rav says, mishum soveya. There's coloring. Because when you shecht an animal, the blood goes onto, squirts out of the animal's neck, and there's coloring there. Shmuel amar mishum betilas neshama. Shmuel says, no, you're just chayef for taking the life, which is shochet. What Rav is trying to say is that you're also chayef for coloring. But one second, isn't that going to be meat? And that's going to be food. So isn't that an issue? That sounds like there is tzviya when it comes to ochlin. Amarav, milsa da amri, ema bil milsa. Dololesu dari basroi velichu alai. I don't want the later generations to come and laugh at me. Let me explain myself. Soveya b'may nichale. Why are you happy about this coloring? Nichale delisus beis hashchita dama. You want the blood to squirt out of the neck so that it looks like a fresh cut. And people are going to want to buy it. Kihecha delichzeyu ha'inshi v'leso lisbenu mineh. You're going to come buy it. And therefore, says the Rav, you're chayefer soveya. So if you say that all Rav is worried about is the coloring of the skin of the animal, and that's what the Arzarua says. The Arzarua, if you'll skip for a moment, the Bir Halacha in Source 37, on the next page, quotes the Arzarua, the issue of coloring is the neck of the animal, nothing to do with the meat, then there's no raya. There's no raya against anything, because that's not food. That's about the neck of the animal, which is hide. But if you say it's the meat itself, which sounds like luxio inchi, it could mean meat, so then you have, it seems like this is, there is tzoveya when it comes to food. So the Chai Adam here, based on this Rav, says it must be that even the Yireim of Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin is limited. if I'm davka coloring, intentionally coloring food, that with something that normally is used for coloring, that it could still be a problem. It could still be a problem of soveya. Again, he quotes this this Yireim in source number 36, that he says, after quoting, how do you deal with all of this evidence? Shochei mishum soveya and ain sviya ba'ochlin. V'akol panim, but towards the end of the piece, says the Nishmas Adam, nirali da'ha'umnin amasakanin mine mirkachos v'tsovin b'tzva'an. Right, the umanin that they make certain types of mixes. V'chei mochra yayin, adding color to wine. People who sell wine should darken litzvoach. Shesheni lamechatas. Wow, could be a nisa daraisa. Could be a nisa daraisa. Because the who's the chayat the Shmas Adam says. Who says that the Yireim is right, and who says he's across the board? There could be some chilukim. That's a chiddush gadol to say it's a daraisa, because we know you need a davar hamiskayim. You need a davar hamiskayim for an issa daraisa. It has to be permanent. So any food, is that permanent? Is that going to be permanent? Okay, it's a chiddush. Maybe it'll just stay there forever, the color. But you could also say that even if it'd be chayiv, it might not be a daraisa. But continues the Nishmas Adam. Afim nati rakarkom, the yeshlomar. I'm at the end of source number 36 here, on page 176. If you allow the charkom, the saffron that we said, the yeshlomar, the nesinas acharkom, eina mishamatseva, when you add that herb, you don't care about the color at all. That's a pure side result. Ela kadesha yite botam. All you want is the taste. Raktat seva memeluba. The color just comes memela. You make tea. Do you really want the color of the tea? Is that part of your hana? You don't care as long as it tastes good. So if that's true, so then maybe that's where there's no issue of soveya, where you have totally no interest in the color. Something that you have some interest in the color, so then, says the Nishmas Adam, I think it could be a problem. One more source, then we'll have to try to put all this together. If you're using food, but you're not coloring it stam as food, but there's a reason you want it colored, then that could be a problem. Because that's not ochel. Ain't sviya ba'ochlin if you're doing it to eat it. I'm making myself a cup of tea. Or I'm going to, I don't know, put jelly on a piece of challah. Right? I'm coloring the challah, but that's okay. I don't care about the color. And I'm doing that for food. But let's say you're doing it for a different reason. The Prima Gadim discusses. What if I want to color something because I want to sell it? I want people to buy it. I want it to look in a certain way. So then I'm not using it as food. Then it's for a purpose. It's for a purpose. Says the Prima Gadim. In source 38, the yain adom belavan shari, v'mash ba'afshar rotzalasas mara shari. Even if you want to color white wine red, says the Prima God, I'm not so sure about that. Why are you coloring it? V'yesh la'yain, b'mochra yain saraf u'me dvash, im rasharan litin mara b'yain saraf u'dvash lakonim. Can they color their wine or honey? D'nichalu b'kakos, they're very happy to have it colored. V'lo dami l'charkom b'tavsh, that's not just putting a spice into your pot. That's you have no interest. But here, where you're doing it to sell, so people are going to pick things up on Shabbos and pay you after Shabbos, that could be an issue. Where does this come up about the wine coloring? The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says there's a lechatchila to use red wine. Zecher to the dam. So if somebody wants to use red wine, but let's say they like white wine better, or they're health-wise, they can't have red wine. So they want to use white wine, but they put a drop of red wine in. So the poskim say, if you're doing it for that reason, l'shem the simin, you should put the red wine in the cup first. Put a drop in the cup and then pour the white wine in so you're not coloring. Because there you're not doing it. Even if you say ain't sviya ba'ochlin, there you're not doing it for the ochel. You're not doing it as ochel. You're using that as a prop. If you're using it as a prop, so then it's going to be more problematic and there's going to be the malach of tzviya. Malach of tzviya. The Taz, if you're a member in Hilchos Pesach, says, well, we don't do that nowadays. We use white wine because of the blood libels, and we forego that chumrah because of the and we go like Me'ikar Adin, where white wine is fine because we don't want to get into problems. The Mishnah Berurah summarizes what we saw in 39. Mutter litin yain adom b'toch yain lavan. If you're just coloring foods, but not for the reason of coloring, you're just coloring it because you're eating it and you want to eat it that way. That's mutter. V'avol b'shem misadim. Right, even though something becomes red if you mix the wine together. Even if you have in mind to color it, right? And the Nishmas Adam says maybe not. But the Mishnah Berurah adds that to color wine for commercial purposes, that might be uvdin techol, which is a separate problem. Either way, me'ikra din, it seems like there's no tzfiya by food, but the nishbas adam, rav and soveya, so maybe according to some would say le'yish lahachmir to maybe not color, put the color in the bottom first. That's what the Shaar HaTzion says. Bofanzeh, if you're making tea, tov yoser she'yera hamayim l'tocha essence. Put the water into the tea essence. Put the colored item. Let's say you're going to make an iced tea. Put the powder in on the bottom and then pour the water, not to color it. Again, but that's a chumrah. Me'ikar adin, there's no coloring when it comes to food. The Shmir Shabbos says, Ein iser tzviya ba'ochlin, source 41. There is no coloring, no malach coloring by foods called odlo yiskavin l'tzviya samachal. If you don't really care about the coloring. Ela rak l'tikun o shipur taimo. You just want it to taste good. And to taste good, it has to get colored. But you're not really interested in the color. V'lachein mutar la'tein tamsis tei yayin adomo mitzpetel l'tochmayim v'chayosvayim. No problem. Tea, petel, me'ikar adin, it's not a problem, says the Shmir Shabbos. V'nachon limana minisinas chomer tzoveya. If you're doing it dafka to color, you want to color out the case of the wine that we just get, that should be avoided. It doesn't say asur, because remember, the Uraim, we're not sure, the Uraim might say that's mutter too. Ein tzviya ba'ochlin, even if you're doing it to color the ochel. But there, it's more gray, and therefore says the Shmir Shabbos, nachon lihimana, minasinas chomer tzoveya, better to withhold oneself and not to do it, gam k'sha chomer z'atzmo nechal, even if everything's edible. L'shem shinui tzeva macho bovad. V'yalachas kama v'kama, surely, if you're doing it dafka liaposo, you're not doing it to eat at all. Good, and then he says at the end, l'chadchila, you know, if you don't want to rely on this heter of the Uraim, don't. Again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Uraim quotes it, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and then the Achronim start to say maybe it's not so clear. But Me'ikar Adin Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin, that is what is said in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Pa'olam, the Ben Ish Chai, says maybe it can be mechali between liquids and solids. Coloring liquids, coloring solids. I mean, the classic coloring is liquids. The herbs in the water and the soaking. That's the ultimate. That's the av malacha, so to speak, of soveya. So maybe by liquids is more of a reason lesser. That's what the Rav Pa'olam says. Nir lomar the shiny mayim v'shar mashkim miha ochlin. Maybe there's a difference between the two. And skip it to the second paragraph. Imkein hashta me'achar de'ikat tzviya b'mayim min haTorah. Since there's coloring mid'araisa by water. And why the coloring the water? But osa ayin atzeva niskar lo haki isalem migzar b'chol mashkin. So I'll be goes there by all food, all liquids. She yishtanu mar isom that change their appearance. But they also dover hamata lahem because of the item that you put into them. Avagav shein kavanazol asos ayin atzeva. Even though you don't have in mind to color. Vein dvar meilumi mine ayin atzeva. You don't usually color with them. You make a gzera when it comes to liquids. Aval tavshil, but says the Rav Paulim, when it put it by a food, v'chayotze bo shum in a machol, shenasal antocho charkam v'chayotze, where you put in the colored, red coloring, lekalamigzarbe, because that's not considered sove, it's like a food. So that's the Rav Paulim. Rav Ovadia wonders, I don't understand this chilek. Mutter is mutter. You're making a new gzera? A gzera after a chazal? We don't make any new gzeras. Me'ikarit in the Iran says mutter, when it comes to food or when it comes to liquid. What are you making a gzera for? The chilek between foods and solids? Foods and liquids, says Rav Avadia, and Yabia Omer. He quotes the Rav Paulim, and he says, Lefi Anias Daiti, Yesh Lefak Peik Bazeh, Sher Dover Yadua. We know, Sha'achar Chasimas HaTalmud, Ein Ligzer Gzeres Midatenu. After the Gemara, there's no Gzeres. We don't have the power. We shouldn't be making Gzeres for Klal Yisrael after the Gemara. Like all the poskim say, and he quotes Rav Yosef Chaim Gufa in a different shuva, and therefore because we didn't see this gzera anywhere, umeachar the end of 43, meachar shloreinu b'shum posek sheiskir gzera zu minale. I don't know why he mentions it. Ligzar gzeras chadasha sheshaloshir mavuseinu. So adkan food. So tzovea by food. Maker didn't. There's no tzovea by food. There's no issue of coloring making coffee. The issue of Bishol, if the word but coffee and tea and any other type of coloring wouldn't be an issue, Me'ikar Adin, unless you're using the item, the food item, not as food. So then it can be subject to Soveya, as we see by other Malachas as well. Where else does coloring come up? Again, two other examples are given here in front of you. One is the toilet deodorizer. Sometimes when you flush, there are people that have in the toilet a type of air freshener deodorizer, and whenever the flush goes on, some of it shoots out, and sometimes it's a color. and sometimes the water in the toilet ends up being blue. So you let it do that on Shabbos? You are coloring the water. So you let it do that on Shabbos, right? You have a picture there in Source 44, a sanitizer, a colored deodorizer. You could put one into the toilet. Right, you could use the deodorizer that shoots out water, but better not to have a colored one, which shoots out and colors the water. If you come to a place and you see that's the toilet, remove it. Remove it before Shabbos. Better not to. Better not to have it in because that's coloring the water. That's not food. And that's coloring the water. Are you interested in that water? Are you interested in the coloring of the water? You're interested in the smelling good. Are you interested in the water being colored? That's not as clear. You have to have a color in order to smell good, but you don't need it to be colored. Unless you want people to see that it's a freshly deodorized toilet. So it's not so clear. Either way, the Shmir Shabbos in the footnote there, again, the Shmir Shabbos on top, you paskins l'chumra, but in the footnote, which often happens, if you have the option, you have another toilet in the house. What if you're staying at somebody's house and all they have is colored toilets, meaning where it shoots out? If you don't really care, it's okay. You just want it to be disinfected and smell good. Maybe there's an isra molid reach, but he says maybe the whole thing is not shayach. The water is not staying there. Right? It's not even, we know there are different levels. There's miskayim, which is permanent. There's eno miskayim, which is not permanent, but it's there. Let's say I write on fogged up windows. So that's kosev derabanan. That's not miskayim, but it's going to be there for a while. And then there's writing in the air. Writing in the air is nothing. That's not miskayim at all. So it could be that this is considered not miskayim at all because the water is going to be flushed. What, this, you call it the water? 5 minutes from now, somebody else is going to the bathroom and this water is not going to be here anymore. So it could be that there's no issue regarding Soveya by the toilet. Again, look, Hanachila seems not to use it, but Meikar Adin, Rishlomo Zalman says it's okay. The Archa Shabbos is against it. The Archa Shabbos of Reuben in Yerushalayim says he thinks it's a problem, but Rav Avadia and others are Meikol, if Ein Breira. Ein Breira. Rav Avadia here in Chazon Avadia has a couple of svaris. A couple of svaris why it should be mutter. Why it should be mutter. Nish'alti. He was asked in 46. Im mutter liftoach zerem mayim b'shabes v'esakise, can one open, can one flush the toilet, and then the flow of the water, the flush will go into the toilet bowl. Ala aslas hasherutim, sheish ba sabona sabone hatsuvas hazamayim. You have this soap thing that shoots out the disinfectant. L'chora says Rav Avadia, three reasons lahakel. Number one. Nire, lachora nire, shein lachush bazel iser tzvias hamayim. Number one, mikivan shekol shemiyad hamayim nishtofim v'nelamim. As we said earlier, the water is going to be gone in a minute. Right? When it's flushed, it's gone. Ve'ein kol kiyam l'tzviyazu. There's no kiyam at all. Right? The most it is zeinu miskayim. Ve'ino asel amid rabbanan. Right? The whole thing is derabbanan. So number one is you don't care. It gets lost right away. Which, by the way, Rav Avadia says also in his toothbrushing tshuva, where he talks about, you know, that part might be a little cooler with the toothpaste, which maybe we'll get to a little bit later, Be'ez Hashem, and that is, it's spit out right away, and it doesn't last. So here, number one, there's no kiyum. V'no asal amid rabbanan. U'mikivan shaposeya chazer ma'amein amizkavin litzviya. You don't have kavana to color. Ela lanako says asla. Says psikresha. You're not trying to color, it's psikresha. You just want to flush the toilet. So psikresha by a derabanan. So that's already a machlokas. There are some that are mekel by a derabanan. A psikresha by a double derabanan, we're for sure mekel. And this even has another tzad l'hakel, says Rav Avadia, and that is, are you coloring directly? This is grumma. This is indirect. You flush, the water goes in, the water shoots out, the color shoots out. This is grumma. We had shiur by psikresha. Psikresha de grumma is mutter. Psikresha by double derabanan is mutter. So you have a couple of svaras here. Shari ain't svia bala ela ayide grama ba saras hamone shokol chamayim. And therefore, he says, I think this is going to be mutter because psikresha by grama itself is at most a derabanan, and the coloring is not miskayim, so you have what to rely on. Rabbi Lamed also in the beginning of Halacha quotes both opinions. If you have another toilet, you can use the other toilet. But if this is what you have, so then one could rely on it. That's Soveya when it comes to toilets. Toilets. We spoke about Soveya by food, Soveya in the bathroom. One more issue of Soveya that's brought up here. And that is, what about the transition glasses I am wearing now? These glasses, when you go outside, they become sunglasses. Is there any issue with that on Shabbos? Baruch Hashem, no. There is no issue. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this a long time ago. And, you know, more and more, it's become common. Rav Moshe says there is no problem of Soveya when it comes to photochromic or photogray lenses on Shabbos. Says Rav Moshe, Aruch Chaim Chelek Gimel, in Source 48. He describes it. They become sunglasses. When they come back into the shade inside, and they lose their color and they become regular glasses. So is that okay on Shabbos? It's coloring. It's making them dark. The answer is no problem. Not coloring anything. It's Ada, if you call the previous thing Ada Miskayim, this is for sure Ada Miskayim Klal. You go inside, it loses itself. This is what Rav Ribiat quotes this Yisod often in his big Svarim on Hilchos Shabbos, what he calls Derech Tashmisho. It's based on an early Shilta Giborim. Something, mode of usage. If something is meant to be done and undone, that's not a true form of the malacha. These glasses, sunglasses, regular glasses, sunch, that's not a malacha. It's like closing a door. If I have a hole and I put a big board on the hole in the door, that's the malacha of bona. But if I close the door, that's not bona, even though I closed up the hole. What's the difference? Because I'm going to open the door and then close it and then open and close it. So it's meant to be done and undone. Zipper, is zipper tofer? Putting two things together? No. It's meant to be done and undone. Topher and Korea. We discussed a little bit by Borer. It's not a true, a dirty plate. That's not a true taroves, but it's meant to be cleaned and dirtied and clean and dirtied. So here too, Ramosha says, it wouldn't be a problem of the photochromic lenses. So that is all Soveya. Let's move on to Mimachik. Mimachik, the Malacha Mimachik. Also, one might think, where does this come up? Memachik, smoothing out hide of animal. That is the Av Malacha of Memachik, later on in the 39 Malachas. Smoothing. But this comes up because of its tolda, Mimareach. Mimareach is taking a thick substance and smoothing it. So is there an issue of putting peanut butter on a piece of challah on Shabbos? Let's see. What about putting icing on a cake? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Hey. If somebody smooths a hide against a pillar on Shabbos, that's mamish the malacha, that's chayef, mishum amachik. Hamamareach retia b'Shabbos, somebody smooths a bandage with cream inside, chayef mishum memachik. Wow. So that's a malacha memachik. As we know, you're putting on gauze, you're putting on cream, you have to know how to do it. But we're not talking about the non-food items now, but how to put on cream with X's, and if you have a burn, so what do you do? And a baby diaper rash, many halachas where memarea comes up. Toothpaste, I think we discussed back in the malacha of Dush. But says the Mordechai, when it comes to food, there's no issue of memachik, because, after all, what are you accomplishing? You could eat it. The language of the Mordechai is that you could eat the food without the memareach, without spreading it. So what are you really accomplishing? Okay, I'm going to be machmir, fine. But meikra din it's mutter. He quotes, Tarshish shel tapuchim, mutter lachlicha, ve mishum memachik, ein ibud ba'ochlin. What did we say before? Ein soveya ba'ochlin. Ein ibud ba'ochlin, which is the preparing the food. And the Ramah says, Mutter, source 51 now, on page 184, Mutter lahachlik ha'ochel b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put on margarine, peanut butter. You're allowed to spread. I could take shalant and mush it. U'mutter lahachlik ha'ochel b'Shabbos. V'lo avi b'zeh mishum amachik. Ho'el v'efshel lacham lozeh. I could eat it without the spreading. And I'm not creating anything new. When we come, So the Rama says maybe it's good to be machmir. The Magen Avraham says no. There are many cases that one doesn't have to be machmir. No, you're just spreading food. Mutter lo lamarech tapuchim sheyashivu gam lemakom harekan v'hu adin al alechem. The Magen Avraham says, are you spreading? Are you spreading when you put peanut butter? No, you just want all the bread to be tasty. You don't dafka want to spread it and make it smooth. Right? You just want the bread to be tasty and every piece of bread to have the peanut butter taste on it. So that's not spreading for spreading. Right? Just like the tzoveya. You're not coloring for coloring. You're coloring for food. So here for year two, says the Magen Avraham, you are spreading for food. And therefore, there is no reason to be... To be machmir, the Bir Halacha also quotes Lamali b'makam harekan, Ramali makarekan, yesh lahakam mitam de'efshal lecha beloze, ein lo lahachmir klal. The Piskei Tshuva summarizes and says, well, really there are three types of cases, says the Piskei Tshuva. Three types of cases. Aleph, the top of 185. Kishe ein kavanaso b'meiruach, l'shem hachlaka l'noi li'ipu klal. You have no kavana how it looks. You have no reason for it to look good, right? You're just putting peanut butter on your challah and eating it. You're putting margarine on your matzah and eating it. So that's for sure mutter. Huter hadavar b'cholinya. That's for sure mutter, says the Piskei Tshuvos. V'yafilu bidvarim she'ein ochlam asam b'lei meiruach. Even if you couldn't eat it without meiruach, I don't know, a piece of margarine. Nobody's going to eat margarine as is, only if it's spread out. But if your whole purpose is just to put it there for flavor, not for... smoothing how it looks, mutter. Number one. Number two. Kshe kavanaso b'meiruach l'shem noi v'yofi. If your kavana is for beauty, and you would not eat it without spreading it. Vein ochlen oso b'lo meiruach asur adavar mishem iser mareach. Midurabanan. That's midurabanan, but that is if you are smoothing it, l'shem the smoothing, and you care how it looks. Care how it looks, I don't know, and you're not planning to eat it. Right, let's say you have a caterer who's smoothing. What about an ice cream cake? You care how it looks. There, though, you're going to eat it. So that's a little tricky. That's like in the middle. Spreading icing if you're dafka doing it in a very fancy, neat way. So, see the third case? You would eat the icing. Right? Plenty of people like to lick the icing. So, if you wouldn't eat it without the spreading, I don't know, a piece of margarine, but margarine you're doing to eat. But if you could come up with a case of something that you're doing it for how it looks, and you wouldn't eat it without the spreading, so then we say that is a problem. But if you would eat it without the spreading, but you're doing it for a little of the yofi also, so then says the Piskei Tshuva is meikra din that's mutter, but machmir tavar olav bracha. Tavar olav bracha. So spreading out, if somebody has food and they have icing, making the icing is a separate issue of lush. We discussed lush a few weeks ago. But let's say you have the icing from before Shabbos, and you're just spreading it, so lachor, it should be mutter meikra din. Because there, you would eat it without spreading it, and you're doing it more just to make the food look tasty. Make it look tasty and nice. We're not doing it to stay there. But you could understand why, one might say that, oh, you're doing it for the looks, and therefore it could be an issue. So that's Soveya, and that's Mimareach. Two more discussions of food preparation on Shabbos. Then the next issue we're going to get to is opening packages. But here we go. Measuring and weighing food, 186. There is an Issur Durabanan that not everybody's aware of measuring on Shabbos, Medida. I'm not allowed to measure. Let's say, you happen to have a non-electric scale. You happen to be somebody, oh, you have a scale. I want to see how much I weigh. Measuring on Shabbos is an Issur Durabanan. Uvdin Dechol. It's a weekday activity because when in buying and selling, that's where you measure stuff. Buying and selling. So that's where the Mishnah says in Shabbos stuff, the last parak, the Mishnah starts off with backwards. The Mishnah says when it's mutter. Medida shel mitzvah is mutter. Measuring stam for no reason, for non-mitzvah reason, that's asur d'rabbanan on Shabbos, but medida l'mitzvah is mutter. That's what the Mishnah says. Modedin es ha-matlis ves ha-mikvah, the last Mishnah Shabbos, talks about measuring a certain type of garment or the mikvah. And what were they measuring? They wanted to see if a barrel fit into a hole because they want to know if the tumma went through. But that's the last case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says there, Kuf Nun Zayin, way at the end of Masechah Shabbos, that medida shel mitzvah is mutter. And that's the Gemara tells a story. Ula ekla be reish galusa. Ula once visited the reish galusa. Chaz yela Rabba bar Avuna. The Yosef Abba Avana Demai. He saw Rabba sitting in an avna of water. Interesting. On Shabbos, this Amora is sitting in water. The Kamashachle, and he was measuring it. Amarle Emer the Rabbana Medita the Mitzvah. What are you measuring the water for? Only you can measure a mikvah if it's kosher. The lav mitzvah miyamar. If it's not medida shal mitzvah, you're allowed to measure it. Amarle misasik pa'almahu. I was daydreaming. Unbelievable. It gives us a little chizik. I wasn't focusing. I was just like mindlessly doing an activity. So misasik pa'alma. Amazing. But that's the, but what do you see from there? Medida the mitzvah. And that's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Shinvav, source 58, Mutter limdod b'Shabbos medida shal mitzvah. It's mutter to measure on Shabbos medida shal mitzvah. Kigon. What's a medida shal mitzvah? Limdod emyesh b'mikvah b'am sa'ah. Is there 40 sa'ah in the mikvah? V'limdod ezar mishuhu chola v'lo chashalav. You can measure out a bandage if it needs to be given to a chola. One can, anything l'shem mitzvah can be measured. What about measuring for ingredients in a salad? Owning Shabbos is a mitzvah, but just don't be so exact. That's what the poskim say. Don't be so exact in your measurements. Be a little heaping, a little less. Don't be so exact in the measurements, and then that would be okay. Giving food to a baby. What if somebody has to measure they're on a very strict diet, and they have to weigh all of their food? So if it's for health purposes, so look, all right, would... again, be okay. That would be l'shem mitzvah. I would say if it's general, I want to keep healthy, maybe don't be so exact. A little more, a little less, a drop more, a drop less. But that's what the Shmir Shabbos says. Getting ready food for a baby, that's needed on Shabbos. Hamechen ochel b'shvil tinok, v'utzarach ladas, esakamu shatinok ochel. You have to know the quantity about what the child is eating. Mutter l'lishkol olindod, you're allowed to, as long as it's not electric. Achim efshar, better, yarech esakamus. Not to be so exact. What if somebody wants to measure, you know, to see if it's a kezias or a kebetza, right? Any of that would also be mutter. The Alkad Yosef talks about that. If somebody needs to measure, Rav Moshe discusses what about taking temperature on Shabbos. So again, usually if you take any temperature, that means you're a chola, and if you're a chola, that's l'shem mitzvah. That's l'shem mitzvah. It doesn't really come up. It's mutter for that reason. Rav Moshe assumes, though, that it could be that medida of temperature is totally not shayach to regular measuring. The medida of uvdin dechol, which the post can discuss, is measuring solid items that you're going to sell, apples and weight. By the way, measuring is length or width or even weight, either one. But Rav Moshe says measuring temperature, eino inyan klal medida ha'asura. It could be it's not shayach to that, you know, to the type of medida that's usher, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So we discussed soveya, and we discussed mimachik, and we discussed medida, number four, fourth and final discussion. What about kosev by food? Making signs, making shapes with food. So sometimes you go to a caterer, you go to a simcha, and the caterer has this huge, I don't know, melon made into a shape. So hopefully he made that before Shabbos. Sometimes you have the tuna fish that's made into the shape of a fish. This fancy. So the post-game talk about, that's food. Oh, food ain't svia ba'ochlin, ain't kosev ba'ochlin. Not true if you're not using it as food, like we said by Tzoveya. Rav Huna in Beit Zadav Chavcheh says, you're allowed to make a shape of meat on Shabbos, on Yontif. So maybe that's more. Mutter l'asos simen b'basar. You can make your meat, you can cut your meat in a specific way. Ki ha d'rabba bar Rafuna machatech lo atlas karnasa. Rafuna cut his meat into triangular shape to show that it was his, cut. So it seems like mutter. Is it mutter? There's no issue. The problem is the rokeach, Rafuna seems to say it's mutter. The rokeach in source 63 talks about being chokik into your matzah, an eitz, a bird, a wood. Right, engraving anything would be a problem. The Chayi Adam says taking dough and shaping dough into a specific shape is a problem. Aser lasos mina isa kimin suras of oshar tsura. Right, so what's that again? So what do you do with Rafuna? Rafuna says it's mutter, and then you have all these examples: the prima gadim, right, making a specific type of hole in matzah. So the difference seems to be you're allowed to cut meat. You're allowed to cut meat on Shabbos. So you want to cut it in squares, you want to cut it in triangles, that's okay. That's not kosev. Because you have to cut it. Those are generic type of shapes. What it means when it's usur is that you're cutting it or you're shaping it into something very specific, very a complex shape. The Aruch HaShabbos. Yesh l'chalek bein asiyas tzura pshuta, a simple shape de'ein lasar ba. There's no isur. Mishum sherashoy adam lachtoch ma'achol l'chatichos. You're allowed to cut your food into pieces. Av u'b'chol chaticha yesh b'tzura kolshu. Every piece that you cut, it has to have a shape. So ein l'davar sof. So you're allowed to cut if it's not fancy. If it's a complex shape, yoser shachal shem tzior, people will look at that and say, wow, nice shape. So that could be an issue, because there is, if you have it there not for food purposes, so then that could be a problem, right? This gets into also writing names or words on a birthday cake. The halachat chila should not be done. If one bites into something that you can't do a malacha with your mouth while you're eating. So if somebody has on a cookie, that's why I say you should have it on a cookie, write happy birthday, and then you can take the cookie and bite the cookie and eat the cookie. But it shouldn't be written, because then cutting it, that's, kosei, these malachas are shayach to food in a certain, up to a point. But here, in cases of shapes, we said fancy shapes should not be made on Shabbos with one's food, even though we have the principle of ain, you know, shape any kosev, but Oakland generally, that's only by non-expert shapes, but by fancy shapes, you know, that could be more of an issue. Okay, this takes us through Shir Dalid. Next time we pick up with packages, opening different types of packages and cans and bottles. That'll be Be'ez Hashem the next year when we meet again. Again, today's Shir was sponsored by Redirect Real Estate Technology Consulting, the leading global provider of real estate technology, in appreciation to the Tzurva and Mizrahi programs. Everybody have a great day.